out of balance, out of whack, feeling a little off in some areas, but on in others. If you're feeling out of whack and feeling like it's not in balance or things aren't working out well, I've got another tip for you. We've talked about this one before, but I've got something else with another story. So I was working with a woman named Jenna, multi-unit franchise owner. She had many units now of this franchise business. She was starting to add more and more of them, but she was also a mom, and she had kids, and she had an ex-husband, and she had, you know, other areas of life and hobbies and interests and things like that. And it's not the amount of time that gives balance to them, but the quality of it and making sure that we're touching the areas of concern in our life and that kind of thing. So anyway, in conversation about her life, as often happens with our leaders in scaling their businesses, she started to share some of these other areas. And what we noticed is that it was the quality of these other things that she was doing that was off. So just like you might invent a purpose for your business and even a life purpose, thinking about the end of your life and what matters most to you, we can actually invent a purpose or a reason for each and everything so that even some of the drudgery, some of the things that we don't especially love to do, we can find some enjoyment and fulfillment. We can do them with a different quality than if we do them from a place of suffering or that kind of thing. I shared with her an example of how I used to take my clothes to the dry cleaners, and I would remind myself, because I hated doing that kind of thing, getting the pile of things, then going there and then picking them up and that kind of thing. It's just a chore that I just don't want to be bothered with. And there wasn't a good suitable alternative in my area at the time to take care of that for me. So I didn't have a good way to automate it. I didn't have somebody else who wanted to do it, and yet I needed to do it. So what was my why for doing that on a consistent, regular basis? Well, I came up with something, and I shared this with her. It made a difference for her as we began to explore her life. So for me, it was that I really wanted to look good, right? Like many of us, I want to look good. I want to feel good. And when I have clean, pressed clothes that look and smell good, I feel good. So my why was looking good. So I simply added a reminder for the times that I needed to pick up my clothes, either the recurring regular times or the special times that I needed to do it. And I just said, looking good, pick up your clothes. Looking good, pick up or drop off your clothes, right? And so I would make my dry cleaner reminders in my calendar or my to-dos or wherever I did them. And I would just preface it with looking good, which is something that most of us would like to do a lot of the time, is look good, feel good. So she went through each area of her life, and they were things around freedom and looking good and feeling great and having fun and like that kind of thing. And she just added those to the areas where she'd forgotten them, where she was doing things out of obligation because there was no other alternative. Suddenly, she started to feel great about more and more areas of her life. And that produced better and better results, because as she engaged them with greater passion and clarity, she did them differently with more quality. She felt better about the whole thing, and it all started to work together, right? The sum is greater than the parts put together. However, I'm hacking that thing up. Anyway, my name is Bill Gallagher, scaling coach, host of the Scaling Up Business Podcast. I hope this has been helpful for you. You could figure out a why for every area of your life, every moment of your life, everything that you have to do, especially the things that you don't want to do. That person you don't want to talk to, that chore you don't want to do, all of that and more, you can find at scalingcoach.com or wherever you get your podcast or video content, wherever you found this one. So find all those plus hundreds more at scalingcoach.com, all the back catalog, everything to do with people, strategy, execution, cash, and the leadership required to get you there. Thanks again. Keep scaling up.